Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to The Status Bro on Talk Radio 1190, also streaming on iHeart.com and the iHeartRadio app and the Nerdville Radio Network. I am your host, Kevin Ebeling, with Zach the Youngblood Lewis.
Hey, how's it going?
Andrew, as always.
How's it going, Brony Soprano?
What were you waiting for?
I was a little distracted. I'm sorry.
What are you into over there? What are you so preoccupied with? What do you got going on?
The news, of course.
Just getting ahead on your stories?
I was. I honestly,
as we start the show?
Yeah.
That is what we call show prep, ladies and gentlemen.
I know. It was irresponsible of me. Honestly, I've been sitting over here doing nothing, and I should have done it. You're right.
No, it's fine. No worries.
Yeah. A headline caught my eye.
We get so much airtime each week. I mean, you know, we got plenty of time to burn.
Wow. There's one slip up, all right? It'll be okay.
What do you want me to say? Maybe I'm a little feisty today.
Yeah? Why is that?
I don't know. I think I'm all right.
Yeah?
Yeah, let's pass it off onto somebody else. Andrew, what's up with you?
Same old, same old.
You get any Tinder strange lately?
Nothing new to report.
Have you contemplated purchasing Tinder Plus?
No.
You know what? Maybe I'm a little bummed lately. Maybe it's starting to feel like everybody else's sex life is more exciting than mine. It's bumming me out. Andrew's got his Tinder thing going on. My brother has all kinds of stuff going on.
My sex life isn't that interesting.
He banged a porn chick.
Yeah, I heard
about
that.
We've heard of?
No. She only did one porn.
Let's talk about
this. And he's saying that doesn't count as being a porn chick. I say it does. You only need to have done one porn, and you're a porn star.
Okay, was it one of the, like, was it like a legit HD one, or was it just like normal camcorder? You know,
some dude shot in his apartments, you know, yeah, with his phone or a single handheld.
Yeah, it doesn't count.
These are details I don't really know. They're also details I don't know if you bothered to ask. Would you?
I mean, no.
First of all, if a chick told you she was in a porn, would you really?
How exactly did that come up?
I don't know.
Look, if a chick is open enough to tell you she's been in a porn, I like to think that maybe she's, she's...
Is that her way of saying maybe you don't want to have sex with me?
No, I think it's her way of saying maybe you do. She's willing to, she's divulging this information. Obviously, she's open to the concept. Maybe you should, get
That's
some more
true.
Info. Yeah.
She sent
Would
him
that
some
make
nudes?
A girl more attractive to you if she said that she'd been in a porn?
Kind of.
She sent him nudes?
Yeah. Well, you guys want to see? I'll show you from across the table. But I've always thought that was really cool. That's always been a fantasy of mine because porn in general is a fantasy. So on some level, every guy wants to bang a porn star in real life.
In a weird,
twisted way.
There's no way it was as good as it looks in the porn.
Mean, you see what happens in the porn, then you think, well, how great would it be to have that treatment in real life?
Pretty good.
To have sex for like 45 minutes at a time? Like,
I think an average porno scene is 15 to 20 minutes.
Yeah, you're probably
That's
right.
Like
I mean, you mean actual,
me,
like, legitimate, yeah.
No, I'm talking about the lead-up and everything.
Everything?
Yeah.
I've seen longer than
20. No, that's definitely not the case.
I think the average length is 15 to 20 minutes.
Oh, you're probably about right.
Hold on, let me find these nudes.
So to clarify, she sent them to him, and he sent them to you.
Of course he sent them to me. Wouldn't you send them to your buddies?
I mean, in a way, these are, like, public domain, so yeah, why not?
I think in the last, couple of years that you and I have known each other, Zach, every single provocative picture a woman has sent me, I've showed you.
Not everyone.
You
told me a few times it's not everyone. You're like, there's more. You just won't see these.
If it's maybe someone that I ended up pursuing a relationship with, I kind of wanted to keep something secret.
Of course.
So if they're actually exposed.
How many women who you weren't pursuing something with sent you nude pictures?
Probably like one, maybe two.
Maybe two, yeah.
Yeah. Off the top of my head, since I've known you, yeah.
Yeah.
I guess like two.
No,
three.
Like full nudes, but provocative photos, yes.
Kevin gets around.
Yeah, how's your Tinder going, man?
Okay, you know what? My mom listens to this show, but no matter what, so far, my brother sounds way worse than me, because I never banged a porn chick.
There's no way. Yeah, your brother...
I most certainly not. And this happened, the porn thing happened the day before yesterday, and then yesterday evening, last night, he banged another chick, a Tinder chick, who's also hot. But there's a part of the him with the porno chick that's very interesting to me. I guess I'm not... Okay, no, if you've been in a porn, you're a porno chick. I'm going to call it that. I don't care. But there's a part of that story that I also have been a culprit of lately. Apparently? Yeah, they hooked up the other night.
Okay.
And she was, during the Red River rivalry.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Whoever has first time hooked up with a girl during that specific time, first of all, his luck is horrible.
That is awful.
Second, his judgment is horrible. And third, I probably would have done the same thing.
Oh. I can't believe the chick went along with it. knowing that that was, you know.
The chick's been in a porn. This isn't that big of a reach.
Okay, well, no, but still, you got to have your standards. There's morals there. But right. You're right. In the scheme of things, you look like the golden child compared to, you know, Mr.
When a dog is hungry, he'll eat.
Wow. Whoa.
Zach, did you start a clock by any chance?
I did not.
Oh, man, we're always doing this. We really need to stop that.
You told me you'd keep your own time.
Okay, but look, here's the picture she sent. It doesn't include her face, but you can tell it almost doesn't even matter what her face looks like. If a girl's body looks like that, you're probably going to have sex with her.
There's a little glare on that screen. Tilt that down.
Yeah, there you go.
There it is.
What do you think?
Yep. Yep. All right, sure. Yep.
That's a nice body. Are you the one who pointed out the tan line?
No, that wasn't me. I didn't even see a tan line.
She has a boy short tan line.
Boy short tan line.
Yeah, you know, like not a thong tan line, but the boy shorts.
We've talked about this before. Tan lines can be kind of cool.
Oh, tan lines are very sexy as long as it's not... You know, like a granny panty thong line.
Right, as long as it's nothing tragic or dramatic.
Yeah. Oh, my brother also had a good drug-induced... You know what? I think I'm going to try to get John on the next segment. We can ask him more about this porno chick. Real quick, Zach, why don't you throw a story at me before we go to break, because we're running out of time, man.
Quick story?
Sure.
All right, sure. A Washington State Patrol trooper pulled over a guy on the highway trying to go in the HOV lane. He had a cardboard cutout of the Dos Equis guy sitting in his passenger seat.
I've thought about this as a plan a lot of times, and somebody actually enacted it. Okay, keep going.
That's about it. The cop asked him what that was about. He was like, oh, he's my best friend. He's like, nope.
Okay, well, that guy's dumb. I would have come up with a better plan, because a standee really only works if you're head-on. I would get like a dummy.
Well, I mean, you obviously don't expect to see it. You're flying down the highway like 75 miles an hour. But yeah, you're right. A mannequin or a dummy is the way to go.
Oh, a mannequin.
He didn't make
some
kind
beautiful of
joke about this is the most interesting man in the world when he got pulled over.
Well,
or
see, the cop took a picture and tweeted it, and he made a joke about
it. Oh, okay.
Yeah. I don't always violate the HOV lane law, but when I do, I get a $124 ticket.
So all right. That's, yeah. not bad.
That's cute.
That's the best thing he got out of that.
Yeah.
Foolish plan. What else you got?
I got a woman who plans to marry a tree named Tim.
All right, did she
bang
the tree?
Name isn't tree.
You know I have to ask.
She did. She says it's the best sex she's ever had.
Can you explain to me how she banged the tree that's terrestrially radio acceptable?
She said she strips down.
Keep in mind that last detail is very important.
This is in public. I think it's in her front yard, so I don't know how that works. Maybe puts up a sheet or something. But she strips down.
You know, I've banged out in the open before. You can work it out.
Birthday suit.
Yeah.
And she said she rubs up against the tree bark. Okay. That's how it works. She said it's the best she's ever had.
Does she remain clothed during that? Otherwise, I think it would be very abrasive, very uncomfortable.
No, I think it's totally nude.
But she didn't specify. No. So you don't know that for sure.
Well, I mean, how can
Andrew's
you ask
dying
that
to one? Add to this. What?
Yeah,
what do you
want
to contribute,
no, actually,
please?
It's something similar but completely unrelated, so I don't know if you want to hear it or not.
Yeah, go ahead, please.
Okay. You remember, this was ancient history, but we had the story about the guy who had sex with the table.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
And
that's
we were
kind right
of curious,
sure,
like, how on earth would you do something like that?
Yeah.
I actually read an article about that and confirmed it was the flagpole in the center of the flagpole, you know, for the umbrella, what have you.
Oh, okay.
Yes. That was the part of it that he used.
Damn, dude, that guy must have had a pretty big crank.
The pole hole?
That's a pretty big hole. Yeah. That's an impressive sized hole there.
Yeah. That's pretty good.
That's a big shoe to fill. Anyway, we got a lot of stuff to get to when we get back. I'm going to try to get my brother on the phone to talk about banging this porn chick. Excuse me. He also had a really good drug story that I want to talk about. I always enjoy those,
the
as
best
you guys know.
The
which
best
reminds me, I have a really good article about drug dealers. There's a couple of different types that you encounter in general. It's a great stereotype article. Those are always some of my favorites. I also have the reality porn stories that I've been wanting to talk about for 2 weeks. I promise we will get to in upcoming segments as soon as we get back on the Status Bro on Talk Radio 1190. Back on the Status Bro on Talk Radio 1190, also streaming on iHeart.com and the iHeartRadio app. Nerdville Radio Network, I'm your host Kevin Ebeling with Zach, the Youngblood Lewis.
Hey, how's it going?
Andrew.
Bro Nichiwa.
And before I really want to find out more about John and this porn chick, but we got to finish our stories, and you had one more that I really liked.
I did. I had one that I mentioned during the break, and you seemed interested. Receptive, almost.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Some police in, the story comes all the way from West Jakarta, Indonesia, which I know you guys aren't familiar with. Some cops over there had to Well, they burn drugs when they find them. They burn them, like in a bonfire almost.
Sure.
Here, I don't know what they do with them, but, you know, over there, they, you know, throw them in a big bonfire, burn them. Done. Got rid of them. Well, they burned 3 tons of cannabis, marijuana, and accidentally got an entire neighborhood high. Now, they were wearing gas masks, to be clear, because they prepared for this, but they didn't expect...
They didn't at all worry about the patrons who may not want to get totally blitzed out of their skulls?
I guess they kind of, you know, didn't think about it. The residents of the neighborhood said that they got headaches. That's what they reported. I think it was a little bit more than that. I think you guys think the same, but, you know.
Well, yes, I'm sure they got stoned. Absolutely.
Ultimate contact.
The McDonald's
high.
Drive-thru line was longer than it's ever been that night.
You're probably right. You're not wrong.
Now, of course, I spoke with John during the break, and I said maybe we want to get you on the line and talk to you about this.
Yeah.
But, you know, being an actor out in L.A. and being the guy, you know, banging porn chicks, he's too busy to answer. But I'm going to try to give him a call right now, and we'll see if we can get him on the line.
Yeah, let's see what happens.
Zach, would you bang a porn chick? If you were single and completely uninhibited.
Yes.
Hey, sorry. I am going to try to be uninhibited. Sorry, I missed your last call. My phone's on silent for an audition.
Oh, yeah, no worries. For what, an audition?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool. Well, my brother John Ebeling is on the line here, and he lives a very exciting life out in L.A. as of recent. He has a... He promotes Mountain Dew Kickstart. He's in their big commercial. You may have seen it at the Super Bowl. He has another one that just came out. And, John, should I not have mentioned that? Are you not allowed to talk about that at the same time?
Yeah, you can talk about it.
You can talk about that at the same time as talking about banging a porn chick?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You know, Kickstart's supposed to be good for as well. I don't think you know that.
Yeah, I don't think you know that we can't say that.
Oh.
Every time with this guy.
It's okay.
You got to dance around it, man. We're on terrestrial radio.
All right. I'm sorry.
It's all right. So tell us how this happened anyway with this chick, the porn chick. That's what we really want to hear about. Hello.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So I happened to be a Mexican bar in Glendale. I actually went with my buddy and we were just sitting at the end of the bar.
Like a cantina?
Yeah.
All right, continue.
Oh, Zach. Anyway, yeah, she basically just started talking to me.
So she approached you.
Yeah, well, she sat up next to me and she's the one who started talking.
That's hot. All right.
So she, in a way, I'd say she picked me up.
Yeah, absolutely. Did she recognize you from the commercial by any chance, or was it just blind?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
That would have made the commercial a little more sexy, but...
I know, but don't think I didn't show her the commercial before things ignited.
I hope you showed her both of them.
I didn't show her the second one, but...
No, all right.
The second one, the full-length one, just came out. It wasn't out yet.
All right, now my next question is, so she basically is putting the moves on you. Did she invite you back to her place?
No, she gave me her number.
Okay.
And then, I actually wanted her Facebook to look at pictures, and she's like, just start with the number, honey. And I was like, okay. And then I went home, and then, I texted her, and, 45 minutes later, and then I went and picked her up.
So the same night as the number when she's saying, it's my number, one step at a time, is the same night you banged her?
Yes.
I like that the Facebook was too big of a step, but
yeah,
banging.
Slow down, kid.
Oh, the logic of porn stars. All right, so
I don't know if I classify her as a porn star.
I know. It's just me being, you know, being a character. Okay, before or after you ended up banging, did she tell you that she'd been in a porn?
Before. So that's when I kind of thought, you know, slam dunk.
I love this chick.
Time to close the deal. Yeah.
Yeah, if John hadn't already banged her, I might marry her. Kidding.
So anyway,
kidding, of course. Okay, continue.
She's showing me pics of her, and she's telling me about her boobs, and then she just pulls up her top and shows me her boobs, and I'm like, I was just like, can I feel those? And she's like, yeah. And so then
Where were you when this happened exactly?
On the couch in my studio apartment in Glendale.
That is awesome.
Yep.
I love this story. I'm living vicariously through John right now.
Me too.
All right, continue.
Now you know how I felt when I was home for Christmas.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, that was during my little single spree. Okay, so anyway, she pulls up her top. She shows you her enormous fake hands. We took a look at them during the last segment. You put your hands on them. You start going to town. And then just what? One thing leads to another after that? Did you even make out with her?
No, I didn't start going to town on her boobs. I just felt them.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I did later, but I didn't right then, you know.
Right.
I mean, that, I probably could have.
Right.
In retrospect, I mean, she was a tremendous, I don't even know which word I can use in here.
I think, you know, what is a good word, Zach?
What do you mean?
Why don't we call her, what can we say, trampy? Is that okay? Skanky? We can say skanky.
Look, she's probably a nice lady, all right?
She's obviously very nice.
Yeah.
Oh, she's nice, all right.
Okay. So she shows you the boobs. She tells you she's in a porn. And then how do you find out that it's the unpleasant time of the month where men typically won't want to engage a woman physically?
I felt technology up there.
Wait, she didn't tell you?
No.
She just let it happen.
Yes. Yep. This, Kevin, I cannot stress this enough. This lady... I know what I'm saying.
Yeah, no, I know what you're saying. So what you're saying is once you actually started engaging in a physical reaction or interaction with this woman, rather, then you noticed that she did not remove the proper accessories related to that time of month before engaging you physically.
Yeah, but...
Oh, my God, how gross. How gross.
I think trampy is the right term.
I think that is the right term.
Wow.
Wow. Man, that is pretty crazy. Did you feel gross about it?
Of course, Kevin, but it didn't stop me.
And you wore a bag? And you could still tell?
Oh my God, I did, yes.
Oh, man. before there was any kind of actual, you know, banging, did you involve any of your digits?
Yes, that's all I said.
My God!
Wait, my digits. Kevin, that's how I deduced that she had technology.
Okay, that's why I wasn't sure. I wasn't sure if you did, you know, if that was through. God, it's so hard to talk about this without crossing any lines. But I think we're doing okay, Zach. You're kind of our mediator. Are we okay so far?
I'm on board with it.
All right.
Hey, I'm doing pretty well. Am I not?
No, yeah. You're doing very well. But one of my favorite things about this is that you can, I like how John even now is talking like he's the cool, single, kind of swinging hipster guy. But man, does this guy get paranoid about every single little thing about hooking up with a broad? He's been freaking out ever since.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Because of that, now you're worried that you have HIV, so that maybe you have the herp.
Oh, yeah.
And a million things are possible. But then, the next day, you went out with another chick and banged her.
Yes. Tinder.
Oh.
But you still wore a bag. You're using the AJ principle here, where you follow that rule very closely, and you should be okay.
Yes.
But John texted me. I can't get into it, because of our limitations terrestrially about what I can and cannot say. But, man, the questions he asked me, like the little minute details he's so paranoid about, are classic. I would love to reveal it. Maybe we can do that through our website or something, not on the air. But
they're all solid questions.
Questions from John.
Yeah, they're solid questions, but they're questions that every man just kind of deals with on his own. They've never asked another man about.
Well, this is a big
concern. That's what makes him so funny.
You have to admit that, you know, based on what you know about this woman, that, yeah, you'd be concerned too.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely, beyond a doubt, I would be.
I totally get it. Hey, John, what'd you say after you felt her boobs?
Yeah.
What was the follow-up to that? Was it nice?
What was your appraisal?
Yeah. I just, I kind of just said, these are nice. Wow,
these are great.
Woo.
All right, well, look, man, we're coming up against a hard break, so we're going to have to get out, but I want to say thanks for calling in, and people can see you.
There were more details. Oh.
Well, hey, if you have a minute, we can carry it over into the next segment, just touch on it a little bit. Do you mind sticking around for a minute?
No, I don't mind.
All right, well, we have to take a real quick break, but I have a lot of stuff to get back to. We're going to touch back with John just a little bit some more about his recent sexcapades, and I also have porn situations that men tried to make a reality and failed horrendously. I also have tips for couples in a long-term relationship. I tailored that one just for Zach the Youngblood Lewis. And I also have that article on different types of drug dealers. Lots of stuff. We'll be right back on The Status Pro on Talk Radio 1190. We'll be right back.
Never found out why you left him, but this answer begs that question. Too blind to see tomorrow, too broke to beg or borrow. Young and stupid,
left wide open,
hearts are wasted,
lives are broken.
And we're back on the Status Bro on Talk Radio 1190, also streaming on iHeart.com and the iHeartRadio app, as well as the Nerdville Radio Network. Be sure to go check us out there. I'm your host, Kevin Ebeling, joined as always by Zach the Youngblood Lewis.
Hey.
Andrew.
Bro, aloha.
And we still have my brother on the line who is telling us a story about his recent sexploits. I've been enjoying them.
Sexploits.
Yeah. You know, because now I've been in a relationship for a little bit, and man, it doesn't take long. I hope my girlfriend's not listening. It does not take long before you start getting bummed out and like you missed a single life a little bit. Every guy does. And you think about banging other chicks. It's just, it absolutely happens. It happens quick. Every time, everywhere you go, you're eyeballing chicks. Like, God, I wonder what it would be like to have sex with her.
It's always fun for guys who are in a relationship to hear stories about guys who aren't in a relationship.
Oh, it is. It's always great.
Yeah. You get to live vicariously through them.
And it's fantastic.
Oh, it's the best.
Although, Zach, you used to deny that you, everywhere you go, you would think about banging other chicks.
That is true. I didn't think about that.
Yeah.
I do now. I spent like 2 years with you, and now I'm right on board.
I love how you made that past tense. I really do appreciate your honesty there.
Yeah, you're welcome.
That is very genuine, very sincere. We still got my brother on the line to talk about this stuff real quick. He said he has a couple more details. We'll try to make this quick because we have a lot of stuff to get to today. So, John, tell us a little bit more about the born chick and what happened last night, and then we'll have to let you go.
Okay. So I was just going to tell you with the born chick, I felt like a ripple in her boob.
All right. That doesn't seem... Wait, a ripple? Is that what he said?
Like a tear in the skin?
Like a wrinkle? Or like you felt something inside, like a foreign body?
I felt something like, I don't know, man. Maybe there was a little glitch in the
surgery.
You know, the surgery, yeah.
Yeah, well, I'm sure they're not flawless, but man, we all just saw the pictures, and those boobs are like basketballs. I mean, every guy would be excited to see something like that. It had to have been great. I honestly think in all my experience, I've talked about this with Zach before, off the air and on the air, I don't know that I've ever really gotten hands-on with some fake boobs.
I don't think you have.
Oh, really?
I don't think I've ever really seriously felt some fake boobs.
No, but I got to be honest with you. I felt that ripple, and it kind of threw me.
It kind of grossed you out?
I don't know. Weirded me out a little bit, and then I had a little trouble. Of course.
He had a little dysfunction, is what he's saying.
Yeah, and when I saw the Dexterness, you know what I mean.
But John, I swear, he has psychological issues or something because he has more whiskey wiener problems than I know of anybody. But you know, everybody drinks. But I could see where something like that would throw off my mojo for sure.
I think also it has to do with I'm on antidepressants. I don't think that helps.
That might have something to do with
that
it.
That probably does have something to do with it. All right, man. Well, I want to.
That's the worst.
I want to say thanks for calling in. We got to let you go. We have a bunch of other stuff to get to, but I appreciate you giving us your time. And I hope everybody will check you out in the new Mountain Dew Kickstart commercial and give it a try. And I wish you, of course, much, much more success, as I know you will have, my brother.
Thank you. And that stuff I said about Mountain Dew, that's not right. Making that okay. You're listening.
Yeah. All right. Cool. No problem, man. All right. I love you, buddy.
All right. I love you guys.
All right.
Thanks for taking my call.
You got it.
See ya.
Bye.
Bye.
Well, that's that. I think we pretty much got every answer we were looking for.
John's a great guy.
Yeah, he really is.
Yeah, he's salt of the earth.
He is.
Did he send you a link to her scene? Because I would be curious about seeing that.
Yeah. See, that's the question to follow up. Is there a URL we can?
You know,
hit
there's
this
always going to be something we forgot to ask.
Well, I doubt he knows it.
Yeah.
There's no way he has that. If
actually,
he does, I can't wait to see it.
We never asked how he figured out she was in a porn in the first place.
He said she told him before they banged.
Oh, okay.
Now, if I was ever with a chick that I knew had been in a porn, I would not ever want to see that porn.
You know, now that I think about it, I don't know if I ever would. Because, you know, if I see it, all I'm going to think of the dude who's, you know, in it with her is going to be like, that's John.
And what if it's some goofy or, like, really cheeseball scene where she's delivering a pizza or something? And the guy's pulling his crank through a pizza while, you know, who knows what's happening?
Usually it's the guy that delivers the pizza, but yeah, sure.
No way. There's plenty of times where a chick delivers the pizza.
Really?
Yeah, Big Sausage Pizza was about that.
Big Sausage Pizza.
I told you there was one video that I was really enjoyed, but it totally ruined it because in the middle of the guy's having a great encounter with this woman, and in the middle of the scene, he reaches over and starts eating a slice of pizza. And I'm like, banging the hot chick wasn't enough for you.
What kind of pizza was it?
You needed pepperoni.
Of course.
Well, you want it to be simple. You don't want toppings falling all over the place.
It's not going to be a supreme.
Yeah, I don't want ground hamburger and green pepper to fall in her nip in the middle of it.
Yeah, but it can't be cheese either. Nothing too simple.
Yeah, it can't be too simple. I would say pepperoni is a perfect medium there.
You're probably right.
And you're already giving her the sausage and mushrooms. So. You don't really have to worry about that stuff. All right, but we were talking about, you and I were just talking at the beginning of this segment, how when you're in a relationship, you live vicariously through other people. And once you're in a long-term relationship, things can get a little bit stale, get a little...
Sometimes, yeah.
Mundane. Sure. Repetitive. I'm not saying that I have this problem.
No, maybe it's a problem.
Sometimes, but every guy starts to feel it eventually.
It's a problem a lot of guys in relationships deal with. Women,
I have
too.
17 tips for this particular circumstance, and they're all sex-related. And I want to know if, Zach, you've tried any of these, because you've been in a relationship longest of any of the guys on our show.
Sex tips?
Sex tips.
All right, sure, I'll bite.
All right. Number one,
mm-hmm.
Have morning sex at least once a week.
You know, that doesn't apply to me, but for a very specific reason.
Because you do the weekends only?
I don't live with my girlfriend, yeah.
Right.
That makes it a lot harder.
I don't know, though. If you still get two nights together, I think you could work in a morning round there.
Yeah, maybe I'll try it out. We'll see what happens. We'll give that a care. I'll do a little bit of show research. Usually that works out for me.
I, for one, can say I definitely enlist that. I do the morning thing a lot. That's one of my favorites.
Once a week?
At least.
That's impressive. I didn't know you had your significant other staying over at your place once a week.
Or I stay there a lot lately.
That is a new thing.
Yeah, that's a whole other can of corn we can open.
Can of corn.
Something else we can dive into another time.
Yeah.
Number two, don't be afraid to surprise your partner. Now, this is something I don't know that I can speak to as much as you can.
Yeah.
Because you got a big surprise on this one.
Huge surprise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With the whole S&M thing.
It's true.
That's exciting. That's spicing it up a bit.
And it worked out. So, yeah, you probably shouldn't be afraid to do
it
that.
It says, I'd love to welcome my partner home with a sex-related surprise. You definitely got a sex-related surprise.
It was big.
I don't know that I've had a big surprise lately. I don't know that I've offered up a big surprise lately either.
Usually, I think your surprises kind of work into the situation. You'll try a new position or something.
That's true.
Yeah.
Or try it somewhere at a different location, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
I like to exploit that randomness from time
partially
to time.
Partially public, maybe?
Mm.
Yeah.
You know I love that.
Yeah, so you've got surprises in there.
That's a great one. How far away are we, Zach?
7 minutes.
Okay, so we got some time. Number three, this one also applies to you more than it does to me, I think. Take an evening to share your ultimate fantasies.
Yeah.
My biggest problem with this is I don't know what my ultimate fantasy is. I don't know that there's anything that I've just been dying to do sexually that I haven't fulfilled in my life.
Two chicks at the same time?
Okay, that would be it. But I don't know that I'm ever going to ask my girlfriend to do that. But I would love to do that.
Yeah, maybe you're right. See, we've talked about this. I have this theory that everybody has this one kind of porn that they like that they'll never tell anybody else about.
Yeah.
Some weird twist. There's 1,000 fetish porns out there. There's one that everybody's got that they'll never talk about. I've got one. I think you've got one, but you'll never talk about it.
I've got one, too. We should talk about this, like, right now.
No.
All right.
I don't
do
want to
really
talk
have
about
one?
Mine.
You start.
Yeah, kind of.
No, I'm not talking about... No. Mine is... Nope.
What is it?
I'm not doing it if he's not, so...
It's in the vault. No way.
I'll share something vulnerable about my sexual life lately that I'll share with you guys.
I want the same topic.
No. I don't have one. I just don't
no
have
way.
One.
You've got something that you search for every time. That's a little strange. That's
okay.
Weird.
You want to say something that's weird?
No, I'm not. Sure. I don't want to get into this.
All right. You know, a lot of pornos end with the same thing. I like to watch those compilations sometimes. I would say that's the weirdest thing I search
okay.
for.
That's interesting.
Sure.
That's not that weird.
All right.
That gives you, that's a little range of what's weird for me, man. Like,
What, that's par for the course for you?
Yeah, that's
That's another day at the office?
Child's play.
Oh, my God. Zach is crazy.
Look, I'm not saying I want to divulge what my thing is. I just want to say that I want to establish that everybody's got this thing that they don't talk about.
Well, Andrew and I obviously will share. I did. Go ahead, man.
Oh, yeah. I'm trying to think about how I can put this. I think that manual stimulation themed videos are actually pretty cool.
You like to see chicks enjoying self gratification.
No, I like to girls doing that to dudes while they're naked. I think that's pretty hot. I'll watch those videos.
All right,
all
that's
day,
not that weird. So.
That's not that weird.
I thought
all.
That was kind of weird, frankly. But
I thought the compilation thing was weird.
Eh.
The compilation thing is. I've done the compilation.
I've actually done that as well, but only if it's a body. I don't know if I can say that on the radio.
I think you can say that. I don't think that's a very mainstream term, and I don't think it's particularly indicative of something horrendous. So, yes, I think we're okay.
Okay.
Apparently, our show is like a proud supporter of the compilation video.
Okay, we all love it.
Yeah, it's
we
great.
All love
so,
it.
So, right. Zach, Annie up, dude.
Zach, you don't have to share if you don't
He doesn't have to share? What are you talking about?
I feel like his has to be really weird because you made a big deal
That makes it.
It
so fascinating. That's...
We shouldn't have gone first.
Look, I'm telling you, you're not what I'm talking about. You guys are not.
What
the same
is it, clowns? You like watching fires get ignited or something?
Yeah, I'm talking about stuff like that. Stuff that's like really
messed
up.
Dude, now I really want to know what this is.
No.
I've been this invested in a segment in a long time.
I really do too, but because you're such a good friend of mine, I don't want to try to take advantage of you on this, and I know this is something you're kind of sensitive about.
Yeah, no way. Sorry. I've divulged enough about my sex life and the whole bondage thing to the public. I'm sorry. I'm not giving this one away. No way.
How much time do we have?
2 minutes.
That's a minute. That's definitely not enough time.
We got a minute.
Can you give us any kind of indication, any kind of clue?
No.
A hint, perhaps?
Yeah. I'll give you a clue. It's one of those things that's super...
Well, we can't say that.
Did you really just say the F word on our show?
It's one of those things that's super messed up. It just is. It's not
all right.
Good.
Answer me this: is it something you could actually search for a video of on the internet, and it would return results, and you know you wouldn't have to worry about the FBI finding your history?
Yes. Yes.
Well, then it's not as bad as you think.
No, it doesn't involve animals or anything like that. No.
You can't tease us like this, Zach.
I know.
If you weren't going to talk about it, why'd you say anything? Why didn't you just say, nope, nothing weird?
I didn't want to talk about what specifically it was. I want to talk about the idea that everybody's got one, okay?
Yeah. Look, you know you're my friend, and you know I'm not going to press this too hard. I'm not going to hammer you on this, but we would really like to know what it is. Anyway, we still have more things... when we get back from this break, more things to touch on concerning how to survive a long-term relationship. I also have porn stories that tried to make a reality and ended up disastrous. It's actually not just dudes. Chicks tried to do this too and it ended badly.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Lots of stuff to get into when we get back. You're listening to The Status Bro on Talk Radio 1190. Back on The Status Bro on Talk Radio 1190, also streaming on iHeart.com, the iHeart Radio app, Nerdville Radio Network. I'm your host, Kevin Ebeling. Zach the Youngblood Lewis. Oh, sorry, Zach.
Hey.
Sorry, man, didn't have your mic up. I do apologize.
It's all right.
Andrew.
Good evening.
Now, I think before the break, Zach, man, your next level stuff just gets, this story just gets...
Yeah. The rabbit hole gets
it
deeper
just gets
and deeper.
Deeper and deeper.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to press it anymore.
Thank you.
I have a couple questions for you because I said that, you know, I should reveal something. We've been talking about our relationships and hangups we have. But don't worry, I'm going to get to the porn stories thing, I promise. But first, I want to ask you, because I know you've done this, and you're weird, I didn't mean to say weird, you know.
Odd, unique,
yeah,
eccentric.
Anyway, and the weird stuff you do. You use some hardware.
I do.
What about, God, I don't know if I can say this, hardware or toys, you know, related to female preference?
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't bother you?
What do you mean, using those?
Yeah.
As opposed to what?
Are you talking
about, say, your wiener?
A ring?
No.
To be honest, it's concerned me a couple of times. You know, maybe I feel like maybe I'm not as capable as these simple devices.
I don't want to use a device that almost as a plastic replica of the real deal.
Okay, well, to clarify,
my gear.
I've always been against that. Anything that's like an exact replica?
No. I'm not talking about that.
That's out.
I'm talking about something that
simulates the.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you don't want people to hear your phone ringing, you put it on.
Vibrate.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
I actually had this experience a couple weeks ago.
Wait, did you really?
Yeah.
With a girl you've been dating or a girl that you just hooked up with?
Girl I hooked up with.
And? Please elaborate.
Actually, I thought it was kind of awesome that it wasn't used on me in any sense.
Of course, no. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about on her.
But no, I mean, it felt like it took a lot of pressure off of me because, like, there was nothing I could do wrong. Like, she had her aid there, so, I mean.
Oh, wait. So you didn't have to operate it?
No. Well, I guess I could have asked. I chose not to.
That's the part I don't like.
What, operation?
Me doing it.
Well, yeah.
I don't want to use a substitute for my manhood. That makes me uncomfortable. And this was brought up recently, and it really bothered me.
Why?
Let's say, all right, I was with my girlfriend. Things are getting a little hot and heavy. Been drinking, naturally.
Okay. Naturally.
And things aren't, I mean, of course, I'm good to go, but with her, things aren't progressing the way I'd like.
Really?
As fast or effectively as usual.
Okay.
I'm not doing anything different.
You're doing the same old tricks.
And she suggests, when can we finally bust out my, And I was like, seriously? Like, whatever I'm doing is not good enough? Now I have to bring in a tool? Yeah, it offended me. It hurt my feelings. I'm like, I don't like that. It's emasculating. It's stripping some of my confidence.
Okay, well, that's a little different than the way it was introduced in my relationship.
Oh, because you're doing some kind of weird male domination thing.
No, it was a little bit more gradual for me.
Okay, explain.
I don't know. It wasn't like we were, you know, there was no statement to start an argument or anything. It wasn't like, hey, things aren't working out. Let's try this instead. It was like, things are working great. Let's try to add something and see what happens.
Well, that's the way she acted like it was, but that's not the way I took it.
You felt differently.
There's a world of difference between her being like, I've got a headache, maybe not tonight, and then her doing that, as opposed to a scenario like the one Zach is describing, and it seems like you experienced. I don't know what you're worried about.
All right, so what happens next?
I don't know. I kind of got mad. I mean, we got a little bit of a fight about it.
All right. I can understand that.
Yeah.
You felt offended.
Yeah.
Yeah. I totally get that. Things aren't working out, and suddenly it's like, well, why don't we try using this instead? Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah.
That's no good.
Taking it so personal.
I did. I don't know why. It felt personal to me. It felt like an attack on my manhood.
You're an old-fashioned guy.
I am an old-fashioned guy. As far as I'm concerned, the old ways are best. I don't need to fix something that's not broken. And you know that we in no way have a vanilla sex life.
No.
I mean, we're a spicy couple. I'm an out-there kind of guy.
Yeah. All right.
Okay, maybe I'm just being closed-minded and I'm being a bit of a douche about this. I think so. I think that's probably it.
I don't think you're being that closed-minded. I think the presentation of the idea was all wrong.
I should be more of a... Yeah, I think so, too.
Yeah.
The way she handled it was poor.
Yeah, I'd go 50-50.
Which inspired a poor reaction from me.
Yep. Yeah, and I'm sure Kevin's reception to this idea is certainly going to encourage her to be honest about these things going forward.
That's the wrong way to introduce things. It is. That's like if a guy wants to go for the third input, and then halfway through, you know, getting things going, he just goes for it. No, you got to talk about this stuff
first.
That's
right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's exactly what she did. Did she just pull it out and say, like, I'm using this now?
Well, no, but he said they were drinking, they were home, they were at your place.
No, but it was almost, she almost said it, and she introduced it in an exasperated way. It was almost like, oh, when can we just like use this?
Yeah, this will make it so much better.
Obviously, what you're doing is not working. So, in your mind, the best solution for her would have been to pretend like everything was great so that you could be happy.
No,
shouldn't be satisfied.
That was not the time. Like, at the beginning of it or something, not to suggest, like, let's do that because what you're doing isn't working. It's the way she presented it. And that's insulting.
It's true. That's not the way it should have gone down.
That's not the way it should have gone down.
She just sat down and had a rational conversation.
I think we both handled it poorly, to be honest with you.
Maybe you're right.
Yeah.
Maybe it's like 50-50.
Just you, really.
I don't think so.
AJ the feminist over here.
Good lord, yeah.
Wow.
I know.
No, I'm just honest about this, man. Sometimes, dude, I can't get it done. I'd rather she tell me that. So,
well, I don't accept defeat that easy, especially with someone I've had such a reciprocated, simpatico sexual relationship with.
Now
for
you're
a long
to
time.
The point where you're gonna for have to start time. Embracing ideas like this. Yeah, because you have been with her for a long time.
I know. It hasn't even been that long.
Look, it's not an outlandish idea. It's just something that should have been brought up in a more casual manner.
Right.
Yeah. Not when things were getting hot and heavy. That's no good.
No, I agree. Zach, how much time do I have? I want to do this porn thing. I've been putting it off for weeks, and it's a good one. It's a good porn story.
5 minutes.
5 minutes should be enough. Five disastrous ways people try to make porn a reality, and it's pretty funny. One chick actually attacked a plumber for refusing to bang her.
A plumber?
That's true.
The poor guy.
Yeah. Now, everyone assumes when I brought up this story that it would be dudes who tried this and failed.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, this happened in France. Chick attacked the plumber's junk. And the guy, you know, pushed her off, and then, it became a story. I don't know exactly how it happened, but still, she initiated it.
Is it wrong for me to assume that a chick who would be willing to go to those kind of lengths probably isn't the, most attractive woman in the
probably
world?
Probably not.
That's probably why he refused
it. The odds that she are hot are very slim.
Yeah.
If I had a picture, I wish I did.
Which might have something to, a reason as to why he refused it?
This one makes more sense to me. A guy harassed a pizza delivery girl.
You mentioned that earlier, pizza delivery girl.
That's right.
I don't think I've ever had a chick deliver pizza.
Me either. I honestly cannot think of a single time in my whole life a chick delivered me a pizza.
Yeah.
You're kidding.
No.
No, I can remember this pretty easily.
Really?
Yeah.
When? So wait, I forgot. Maybe Andrew was right earlier. Is it usually in a porn, is it the guy delivering pizza gets laid? That's what I always thought.
I'm pretty sure that's the scenario in porn, but I know I have had pizza delivered by a female before.
See, I think you can remember it so clearly because it was so memorable because it never happens.
I will say, I think this was in high school. I want to say it was somebody I recognized. It was like, Adams or something. I was like, holy S, wow. you're yeah. delivering this.
That chick was hot.
Miss Adams.
She was. Yeah, absolutely. She has like six kids.
Does she really?
Yeah.
Dude!
I know.
We probably shouldn't divulge her information on the air.
If you're listening, call me.
No, I'm thinking of a different... Wow. But still, I know exactly who you're talking about. Man, I never would have thought... Anyway, it doesn't matter. I'll bleep her name.
AJ's into the whole six kids.
This episode is chock full of things that I got to censor. Care of so. Anything, but...
yeah.
Anyway, the guy harassed the pizza girl. She went to the cops and came back to the guy's house with the cops and jokingly said, hey, I'm back. I brought the cops with me. The guy invited her in. The cops came in. The guy got busted. He must have thought they were sexy cops who also wanted to bang him.
Yeah, I was going to say, I saw that movie too.
Yeah, that would be a great porn film.
Who wouldn't?
Number three is very controversial because it says, this one is about a teacher who banged her student, a hot teacher. Now, I know people get really upset about this. People against violence against children or harassment or pederasts or sexual deviance and all that kind of stuff. But come on, if you were a guy who's 15 or 16 years old and you banged your hot high school teacher,
yep,
that is cool. Yep. It is. I'm sorry.
This is a tough one to tackle.
I say
it
as
really
an adult
is.
That it's cool. I would have thought at that age it is cool.
It's true. Of course it's messed up. Of course it's wrong. But yeah, when I was in high school, that would have been so cool.
There are sometimes, you know, when I say people say something, I'm like, boy, you were just really twisting the term. If that happens, you're like, that boy was raped. In my mind, I'm going, you are really twisting that term, man. Like, I cannot call that rape with a clean conscience.
All right, taking a stand. Why not?
Why not? Now, if the kid's 10 years old or something, or even 12 or 13, then it's much more messed up.
You have to admit that a big reason that people say that is because, you know, they know what the kid is thinking. Of course the kid's going to think
right.
It's cool.
No, of course it is technically wrong. It is taking advantage of a vulnerable young person. But men, when it comes to this kind of stuff, and it involves female teachers and dudes, it's a different scenario than with chicks. It just is.
There's a lot of guys out there that hear that story and go,
nice. Absolutely. I just saw this article the other week. It was titled, anyone saying that's hot to this kind of story like, is so morally wrong or whatnot. But when you hear that, and my first reaction a lot of time is, that's hot.
Yeah, of course it's morally wrong.
That's cool.
There's a lot of things that dudes do that are morally wrong.
Well, that's most definitely true as well.
This may be the least of our worries.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How much time do I have?
Like 2 minutes.
Two minutes. I'm going to squeeze one more of these in here. Five disasters, number two. Oh, hold on, gotta go to the next page. Sorry, boys. Number two, a hot blonde turns a robber into a sex slave. That actually happened in real life.
That's kind of cool.
I'm kind of wondering how this is disastrous.
So the guy's
robbing
a house.
Is that not the best way to ever end getting caught for robbery?
Yeah, the guy's robbing a house, and he's like, please don't shoot me. And she's like, no way.
Yeah, oh, you're not going to get shot.
Yeah, that's.
You're going to do some shooting.
Yeah, that's... That sounds pretty awesome.
Yeah, that is pretty cool.
Yeah. I'll bet he hated that. I'll bet that was the worst.
The last one I'm not into. Number one, lesbian nuns used to be powerful religious figures and were promptly stepped on by the church. I don't know. That doesn't sound cool. I never watched a porn where a nun got banged.
Seems like an awful number one.
You don't think the Pope was like, nice?
The Pope may have been like, nice.
Rest assured, I'm not into the nun scene.
Well, that's just about all the time we have for this week. Going to have to go ahead and close out. I'm your host, Kevin Ebeling. Zach the Youngblood Lewis.
Thanks.
Andrew.
Don't bang your teacher, internet.
And we will be back next week. We might be switching times. I don't know yet. We're on Sunday nights right now. You know, it's 6 p.m. We may be switching to Saturday at 6 p.m.
Anything can happen.
Not sure yet. Anything can happen. Also, you can hear me on 97.1 The Eagle for the rest of the night till midnight. Please check me out there. We'll see you next week on The Status Bro on Talk Radio 1190. With a flag saying chilling the most, then rock that jumping down the coast. Give a toast to the sun, drink with the stars, get thrown in the mix and tossed out of bars. Sip the Tijuana, I wanna roam, find Motown, tell the fools to come back home. Start an escort service for all the right reasons and set up shop.